There's a drug manufacturer, very well-known one, and a big operation here in Ottawa, that is claiming to have found a Hep C cure?
We have to be a bit careful when drug companies release press releases stating the results of some studies. Although this is promising, this was a phase two study and hasn't been published at all. So all we're depending on is what the company is reporting. So we don't know side effects of the treatments. We don't know how long or what the long-term data is with regards to treatments. So we have to be careful with that. But that being said, what they are claiming is that for certain select people who with the most common type of hepatitis C in North America ended up getting rid of, with using a three-drug treatment that they've developed, 99% of the time, the virus, what we call the viral load, which measures the virus that's in our bloodstream, disappeared. So it's very, very promising. Last year, there were other medications that were released that also provided a tremendous benefit with regards to hepatitis C treatment and indeed a cure. So it is very promising to see this. What I would want to see, as with anybody, is the actual published data and also to find out if there are any studies that they've done that didn't show as good a result. Because one of the issues with reporting, especially when drug companies report their data, is that they have the right to withhold negative data and only give you the positive results. So We have to make sure that that is what is in that hasn't happened, and that all the information is available, and it's not just cherry picking one study to say, "Hey, look, this thing is working really well."
Yes. How bad is hepatitis C? How many people have it? How widespread is the issue, and how incurable has it been?
Well, up until lately, hepatitis C has been primarily found in people who have participated in intravenous drug use, blood transfusions in the past. Remember the hepatitis C issue with our blood supply. It is very difficult to transmit from person to person through intimate contact. It really isn't transmitted that way. It really is through blood in and of itself. In terms of the number of people, there are less people with hepatitis C than there are with hepatitis B. And to give you an idea of, I don't have the numbers exactly with regards to hepatitis C, but it isn't as much. But the problem with hepatitis C is that it wasn't very treatable. I mean, you could control it a bit, but the liver ended up getting damaged over time, and it did cause liver failure in many people. So in this particular instance, if this indeed is what is happening with regards to treatment, we're looking at saving people's lives because the liver does not progress to damage. But unfortunately, I don't have offhand, Steve, all the numbers that would give us sort of a reflection of the proportion of people that would benefit from this.
It relatively rare, and where it is, it's in a defined community, but this will help that defined community.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.